need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, dancers and prancers and hot romancers, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X, and sex is what we talk about here on Radio Susie One. Broadcasting live from the speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA. In our beautiful little penthouse, our beautiful little 14,000 square foot penthouse, that we share and dare to bring you sex in all its many splendored glories and follies. That's right. Tonight, we have with us three graces, three beauties, three dancers, three romancers. Amazing. Yes, dance is almost as old as sex. You know, it's pretty old. People have been dancing a long time, but I guess sex is older because, you know, it's been around since way before people. But dance is pretty old, and I mean, you could even imagine bonobos are sometimes dancing when they move freely and sexually. Dancing is so basic and yet quite controversial in different ways. And we're going to talk about all the beauties and the controversies of dance and sex with my guests tonight in studio here. First, I have Sin Sage. Welcome to Radio Susie One.
Pleasure to be here.
Great to have you here. You come courtesy of Fur Family, and Luke is back, Mr. John Cat. I'm not sure if he's actually a furry. Has he ever asked you to dress up like a rabbit?
No, he never has.
He likes cats. He has cats. And he brought you here. He brought us Dia Zerva and Amber Chase last week. We had so much crazy, wild, kinky fun.
I love them both. They're wonderful.
Well, welcome. Women. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
So what's your, I mean, you dance, you prance, you romance?
Yes, all of the above. I dance occasionally. I started out as a dancer, and I moved my way up to erotic girl-girl pornography.
You worked your way up, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Higher and higher.
Or erotica, as we call it.
Well, you have worked your way up to being a guest on the Dr. Susan Block Show, so you must be doing something right.
There you go.
And We have Ginny Blossom of The Lusty Lady.
Hello.
Dancer and owner, part owner of mm-hmm. The Lusty Lady in San Francisco, which is a very world famous dance bar. I guess, what do you call it?
It's a peep show.
A peep show, excusez-moi.
We don't sell alcohol.
Okay.
You walk in and there's a bunch of booths. You go in, put a dollar in, screens go up, and there's three hot chicks dancing on stage for your pleasure.
All right. Well, who needs alcohol with all those hot chicks? Right. Okay. And so you're like dancing in a booth with other girls
mm-hmm.
in front of mostly guys, maybe an occasional couple?
You know, a lot of debauchery goes on there.
To say the least.
Yes. I've seen lots of penises. And,
yes, I bet.
My favorite is when couples come in and have sex in front of me. I like Ooh. To play director.
Oh, yes, yes, mm-hmm. of course. I'm sure you do. I'm sure, because mostly they're trying to direct you in a way. They tell you something.
A little bit. People think it's the ultimate exhibitionist job, but for me, I think it's the ultimate voyeur job. I'm watching them.
You're watching them, and you're so pretty, all you have to do is stand there.
Something like that.
How long have you been doing it?
I've been there for about a year and a half, since February of 2009.
Uh-huh. And Lusty Lady is unusual in that the dancers own the place.
It's the only unionized co-op, strip club, peep show in the world.
Now, how does that work? I mean, the dance business, the erotic dance business, the stripper business is notorious for, you know, kind of flowing in and out of the job. I mean, you don't usually think of it as a real stable job.
Well, so you buy in with a share. You like buy in with like $300. You actually have to go through an entire like process of a month where, you know, you're in a probationary period and you can't join the union or the co-op until you go through that. And
so you have to make a commitment.
Exactly. We like to make sure that you're making a commitment.
This is San Francisco, of course, right?
Of course, this is San Francisco. It's
right.
Probably the only place where it could work, where it even happened.
We're going up to San Francisco in a little while for the exotic erotic ball.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes.
Well, you should definitely stop by the Lusty Lady and give us a show.
Well, we will, but you should have like a booth there or something. You know, I think. I mean, maybe we can talk about that.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. I mean, we know the guys that are running it. And Perry Mann is the main guy. They've been doing it for, this is their 31st. And it's a very nice venue. And you know, it's a classical parade of talk about debauchery. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, nice to have you. Welcome to the Speakeasy. And now we have our neighbor. Welcome, Hi. Alexis Steele.
Hi, how are you?
Good, great, with all you beautiful ladies in front of me.
Thank you.
And Alexis, you are dancing at Sam's Hofbrau.
Right.
Another famous.
Very famous.
Very famous.
Very famous. Been around for
years and years.
Long time. It's got
right.
a real, you know, pedigree here in downtown LA.
And there are neighbors.
Yes.
So we're going to put an elevator on the outside of the building.
Yeah.
So we can go right
yeah.
in there.
Yeah, right in there. Right. We need more direct access. Yeah. None of this walking all the way around the block.
Here. Right. Hell, I'm just going down with a rope or something. Yeah.
I would like to say that I think that Sam's Hofbrau is the heart of LA.
It is.
La Corazon.
Yes, it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
you can
of LA.
Get all your fantasies and desires met. Yeah, beautiful girls there. So.
Yeah, how long have you been working there?
Actually, I've been working there since 2006, on and
wow.
off.
Wow, well, that's a commitment. I mean,
right.
that's some longevity and loyalty. And what do you like about Sam's as opposed to
what
other
I like
possible
about
places?
What I like about Sam's is just I feel at home.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great strip club to work at. The environment is a very good and friendly environment. I love...
It's very homey.
It's very homey. It is. It is. And that's why I don't go to any other strip clubs. You know, I was dancing there at first for 2 years, and then I got into the adult industry.
Ah, you have gone up to the...
Yes, I have. Very big.
What are you doing?
I pretty much do everything in the adult industry.
Really?
Yeah, I've done boy-girl, boy-boy-girl, girl-girl. Not anal yet, even though my fans ask me.
No girl-cat or girl-dog, nothing like
no,
that.
No, nothing crazy.
Okay.
No,
you're
missing
out.
No, I don't... No, okay. I don't think that's
sorry for family, but yeah.
Right.
No,
I,
just a joke. Okay. Right. Well, so and so, what is one of the names of one of the movies that you're in? Can we find it?
Actually, you can find me on browsers.com.
Ah.
I did a lot of scenes for them. Bangbrothers.com.
Uh-huh.
Vivid, which is a well-known Vivid.
Of course. Yes, of course.
Yes, and Wicked. I also been on Wicked. I also have an agent that they're very good agents, and I love them, which is Type 9 Models.
Let's hear it for Type 9 Models.
Yeah, I love them there. And I have my own website as well.
Shoot, baby.
AlexisBreeze.com.
Okay.
You can see me there as well. I chat with my fans, so if any of you guys want to send me emails, I will be glad to reply back to you guys. I love hearing feedback from my fans.
Awesome.
So,
yes, we exhibitionists need that feedback. All right. So, back to the voyeur here. You give out your website where we can watch a voyeur.
The best place to keep track of me is actually on my personal Facebook. It's Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. We're mad at Facebook right now.
Aww.
Facebook fascists, Facebook fascists.
Well, you know, there's always my Twitter, but also facebook.com/Jenny.Blossom. You can also
She
find
got
out
it out before I could strangle her. Oh, well.
You can also find out where I'll be go-go dancing, and I also work at an actual strip club. I work at the Hungry Eye in San Francisco.
An actual strip club?
Yes.
Okay, as opposed to
a peep
show.
Yes.
Right, I
so
see.
So I have...
You moonlight, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Ah,
I have
okay. Is that okay with the union and everything?
Yes.
Okay, good, because you're announcing it.
If anything... probably be the Hungry Eye that would have an issue with me being part of like a union.
Right, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, right, right. Well, since hey, Hungry Eye, deal with it.
No, it's fine. I love it there. I love
they
it.
They know you.
I love it at both places. So yes, you can actually find me at the Hungry Eye under the name Debauchery.
Mm.
That is my other stripper name.
So wow.
It's a
okay.
Great name.
Debauchery is a good word. You know, it's hard to find good euphemisms for sex.
Yes.
You know, and debauchery is kind of one of them.
Well, they call me Deb there for short.
It implies also, you know, some form of intoxication, debauchery.
Yes.
And of course, your name also implies a form of intoxication.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Ginny Blossom. You know what Ginny Blossom stands for?
I couldn't imagine.
Get it well.
I'm innocent.
Gin.
Right.
A gin blossom. You know what a gin blossom is?
It's a drink.
I learned about this on her website
Jesus,
here.
No.
It's when you get like your capillaries explode in your face from drinking too much gin, or you get one of those big red Irish noses. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Isn't that that's
now
a gin blossom?
Yes, that was
that's a little scary. That kind of
partially
word.
The inspiration for my name. So.
Uh huh.
Really? A big red Irish nose.
You are wearing a red top, but you don't...
I am. I'm wearing a big red Irish mesh top.
Well, we have a fabulous gin here that we enjoy. Have you tried our gin? Have you
yes,
tried
it's
our
delicious.
Gin?
Actually,
this
I'm
Magellan
drinking
gin.
I'm drinking it right now.
Yeah, would you like that a little topped off
I would like
off
it
here?
Topped
yeah.
off.
Here we go.
Definitely.
Ooh,
wait,
wow.
I can't open this. I'll do a photo op, though. Okay, now, open sesame. Why can't I open this? I need a bartender.
Need a
bartender. She needs a man.
It doesn't have to be a man. How can you say that? You're a human girl. It could be any gender, just somebody stronger than me. That's all.
And well, I'm just
pretty
saying.
Pretty much anybody would
clearly,
fit that.
Clearly, I'm not the one to help you out.
I don't know. Some skinny girls, you can be very strong.
Inner strength.
Yeah. All right, your website now, baby.
I have a spanking website, spanking fetish. It's all girl erotic spanking stuff. Not so much punishment as pleasure spanking.
Spanking for pleasure. I gave such a pleasurable spanking. Anyway, it was a pleasure to me. To Dia.
I have a feeling.
She has the most amazing bubble butt, you know? Very nicely formed. Right. You look like you got a good one, too. Great one, as a matter of fact.
That's actually what I'm kind of famous for,
You're famous for your butt. Really? Yeah. Well, don't hide it under yourself here. I mean, you're sitting on it, which is normal for a radio show, but this is not a normal radio show.
We
have a little webcam and we have a little, you know, some photographs. And certainly when you're advertising, the quality
is
of your derriere.
Yes, and I'm advertising at spanksinn.com, which is S-I-N-N.
Right. And are you a sinner?
Of course.
We're already starting the strip tease. Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay.
Wow, that's a nice ass.
Spectacular ass.
I'm going to spank it. It is for Spanksin, right?
I can move
here
on.
I go.
Spanksin. Okay.
Ready?
Oh, okay. Wow. You take this cheek.
Ready? One, two, three.
Whoa.
Harder?
Really? Okay, let's give a good sound to the radio audience.
Let's get spanking. Let me see.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, you two girls against me.
We got a good arm there.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh, nice and red.
Yeah,
huh?
All right.
Yeah, that's a nice ass.
Very nice.
Girl.
Wow.
Sin.
Great ass.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Well, now you can't sit down. Oh, don't pull those up.
Leave them down.
Yeah, take it.
Take your pants off.
Oh yeah. Oh, you
it's
got
a no pants party.
Flip flops on.
Yeah, it's a sexy ass.
No pants party.
I got no pants on.
Show that ass
off. I'm the host. If I got no pants on, do you have pants?
Anybody I do. I can take mine off.
I think you should.
I have a skirt.
Oh no, but skirt? I'm wearing like
lift it up, baby.
Look at that.
Now we're having
come
fun.
Over there and spank it.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, I'm wearing a bodysuit, but I could maybe
you can still
later.
Take your pants off.
Later.
Well,
yeah.
You can pop your tits out.
Wait. Stand up. Let me see.
I'm wearing a
I see. You're wearing the bodysuit over the pants.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Wow. That's like a good girl kind of thing to do. I used to do that on dates when I didn't want to have sex.
That's a cute ass.
That is a cute ass.
That is so cute.
I think you can do something with that where you take the pants down. It's cute.
I can pop my butt.
Yeah, you've got buttons underneath there. I know those bodysuits. There's buttons, right? Right under here?
There's like a slit.
This is an American Apparel one, so it's just like...
Oh, American Apparel, sure.
Look at those innocent
American
eyes. Well, then you can just take the bodysuit off and put it back on.
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
Okay.
Do we have stripping music?
Okay, I gotta come over. My microphone is working as I'm walking. I'm so excited. Okay, one little spank. You seem like you're a little more delicate than Sin somehow.
Oh, I love to
be
spanked.
You are not delicate.
Really? Not you delicate in the least.
Oh yeah, do it.
Nice, and it's already developing a gym blossom.
And her skin's so
very, very ginny.
Turns rosy very quickly.
Very ginny. Ooh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
What is that spank? Also cute.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Nice ass.
Nice.
Mm. So cute.
Very nice.
I'm doing a bow. Thank you.
Yes. Very good. Very good. Okay, well, we are all good girls, and so we get spanked here.
We love it.
Mm-hmm. So who grew up Catholic? Oh, of course, Ginny. Oh, and Alexis.
I'm like...
Okay. So you are sinners.
Very.
Well, wait a second. Are you going to put that on
now? Should I just keep my clothes off?
Yeah, just keep them.
I'll keep my clothes off.
I mean, it's hot.
Just take it all off.
Friggin' summertime, baby. You know?
Well, I'm from San Francisco. It's like 56.
It's always
right
cold
now
up there.
Well, right, but now you're here.
All right.
Now, right, that's what LA. Mark Twain you said. Go. You know that line? The coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in San Francisco.
There you go. There
you go. Sounds about right.
Right on.
Yeah. Baghdad by the Bay. That was a Herb Cainism. Right. But that was before Baghdad was bombed, actually. So Baghdad is quite different now than that idea. That was when Baghdad was considered like a cosmopolitan sort of place. Now it's an American outpost.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyways, so where are you from, Sin? Are you from San Diego? Is that your...
No, well, I live there now. Yeah. But I was raised in the high desert of Southern California.
Uh-huh. And you did not grow up Catholic, even though your name is Sin.
No. Yeah. Kind of why I picked the name Sin, you know, the irony of it all. But
ah.
Yeah.
What did you grow up with, hippie parents?
Actually, the closest thing you could say is, yeah. My mom
I call
is
them,
a,
huh?
Yeah. My parents are both teachers.
Yeah.
But, you know, definitely more towards the hippie style of English teachers.
Yeah. And what do they think about their daughter's self-expression?
You know, I think it was hard for them to, I don't want to say accept at first. Yeah, I guess accept at first. But once I kind of explained that, you know, a person is who they are, it's not really a matter of accepting. It's reality. So you kind of just have to deal with it. And they are smart, and they see that I'm smart, and they have done very well with it, and they're happy that I'm happy, basically. So
good for them.
Yeah.
All right. It's tough, you know, for a lot
imagine
of parents to deal with, because there's been like this sea change in young womanhood in our society, and now there's lots and lots of young women who are, you know, dancing and stripping and doing their websites and putting this out there in a way that was really very unusual. Just a generation
just
ago.
Just a generation ago. Totally taboo and off limits, you know. And now it's like there's so you throw a stick, you'll hit a stripper. I mean,
right?
It's pretty much everywhere. So
don't be throwing no sticks at no strippers.
I'm like, I'm sitting next to you.
Just
please
dollars
don't throw any
just
sticks right now.
I'll just throw.
You know, money. Throw money.
Right. You're like, I'll just throw a slap on your ass again.
Throw $100 bills.
Throw
on
a
there
quarter.
Throw some dollars. Make it rain
so
over here.
How do you feel when you're... Well, you like to voyeur. You like to...
I mean, I like both, but
yeah.
I actually have my degree in psychology, so I
from
very much enjoy studying the...
Where did you study?
I went to University of Pittsburgh and also Temple.
Temple? Mm-hmm. I'm from Philly.
Oh, I moved here from Philly 2 years ago.
Really?
Well, I moved to San Francisco from Philly 2 years ago. So
you're a Philly girl?
I grew up in Pennsylvania.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But not a Philly girl. Pennsylvania Dutch or something? No, you're Catholic.
Kind of.
Yeah, you're out there in
Harrisburg.
Harrisburg. Yeah, that's kind of out
state
in the
capital.
Podunk,
yeah.
Pennsylvania.
Well, you
right
know, like a good Catholic, my parents don't know what I'm doing right now.
They don't know.
No.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Now they do.
Your daughter, Ginny, is great. She's great. But I bet
right
they didn't name you Ginny.
No.
No, but they... They might recognize your voice, but then again, that would mean they'd be listening to my
yeah
show.
Yeah, my parents would probably never be listening to this.
And
so
nobody they know would.
No.
Wow. Okay, are you planning on telling them? I mean, after all, you're not just a dancer, you're a business owner.
I've thought about it. I don't know. I've only been doing this for a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
okay,
we'll see where it goes.
Okay, I won't make you tell them.
You know.
Okay. But I might spank you again for not telling.
Well, that's
okay
part. That's part of the appeal of it. It's a little naughty that
you are naughty.
It's a little. It's
of course
a little
you're
secret
naughty
sometimes.
Is, you're keeping. That's a big secret to keep from mommy and daddy. I bet Montana Fishburne wishes she could keep that secret, but she can't. Not when she uses her daddy's last name. But anyway, she's great. She's great. I just saw a video. Bran sent me a video of Montana dancing to Brian Pumper. You know.
Oh no.
To what?
She's got some booty on her. Yeah. And she's
Pumper
got a beautiful smile. Just
Brian
she looks
Pumper
just like her.
Yeah.
Isn't he? He's a porn
angel
star.
He is a porn producer star. A
oh
rapper porn star. You know him.
Yes,
oh
I do.
Let's talk
I
about him.
Oh my God. Let's just not get started here.
Oh my goodness. Like,
does he go into Sam's Hop Raw?
I know.
You know, I know he has not got into Sam's Hop Raw. I should tell him to go over there so
you
he
should.
Can become more of a man.
Whoa.
Oh, snap.
I mean, he's isn't he a porn star?
Yes, he is. I worked with him before, and let me tell you, he's one of the weirdest talents I ever worked with in my life.
Really?
Why?
Yes.
Well, how?
The reason
way?
Why is because, I mean, I'm a porn star. I've been in this industry for 2.5 years, going on 3 years, and I had my share of talents, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say a number, but I had my share of talents.
Yeah.
But he's the one that really stands out as far as his sexuality, as getting into it when he's with a female. It's like, is he getting into it? Is he really like, because I know I am, because I want to, you know, perform right for my, you know, fans, because, you know, I have to do that. And I give it my all and I go all out. You
sure,
know?
You seem like you do.
And it's like, he's just not there. And
you don't see like the passion.
I don't see the compassion. I don't see the connection.
The connection. That's
it's
such
just,
a huge thing.
There's not a connection. And that's a huge thing, especially when you're in the industry and you're doing a film and you're in the act. There has to be a connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And just be open to the connection. You know, just being open to making that.
I know. I'm like, literally, I'm going to give an example. I'm like, yeah, fuck me. Like, give it to me harder.
Wow.
Like, you know.
How could you resist that?
And he's like, and I'm looking at his face, and I'm like, dude, like, are you serious?
Yeah.
We
have to remember
like,
something.
Look at me.
In Brian's defense, I guess this is defense or explanation, because I'd love to have him on the show. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
He'll be here in a few minutes.
Yeah, okay. He's coming.
Oh, shit.
Anyway,
he's waiting outside.
He is not just a porn, not that porn star is just, but he's a rapper porn star.
Crazy.
And it's almost like the two are a little bit in opposition, because rapping is all about, you know, your mental, you know, it's intellectual.
Right.
It's all about you. It's kind of narcissistic. Rappers are usually talking about themselves and how great they are and what they got and the bitches and going in the club and, you know, all that.
It's deep.
Yeah. And then it can get deep, but it's still about them. It's like,
right,
you know,
deep.
Like, I'm fighting with you, but I'm really, you know, God. And why can't you understand that? And sex, I mean, porn, much as a porn star is a star,
right,
it's still about making that connection with your audience, as well as, more importantly, with your partner, so that you can create something beautiful for your audience, or something
totally.
Hot, anyway. Yeah, so maybe Brian just has to, you know, figure out how to do both. It's hard.
I think he needs to do that. He needs to, when he's doing a shoot, he needs to, I think, just loosen up a little bit more.
Mm.
Some people are so closed off.
They are. That's what he is. He's
closed off.
There's a lot of talent that think he's not open enough. I mean, I'm just going to say this. If you really want to have someone as a talent on your show as a porn star, I recommend either Justice Young.
Okay.
Or Nat Turner.
Well, all right then.
They're really well performers, because I know I work with them and they're awesome. They make me squirt and all that.
Ooh. I want to get back into talking about squirting.
Squirting.
That's one of our favorite subjects here. But I have a guest on the line. And by the way, you know, just to make a little transition here, I'm stretching.
Who do we have?
Well, we have Snow Mercy in
Snow
Haiti.
Snow Mercy.
And now
Haiti.
We're talking about, you know, certain people in this industry, meaning the erotica industry, who are very sort of self-involved.
Thank you.
A lot of people are self-involved. But there's a lot of people that we don't know about that are really very altruistic, very, very kind of concerned about sharing and caring and taking care of their fellow humans. And Snow Mercy is a beautiful dom, and she makes movies, you know, and she's gorgeous. She's like 7 feet tall, well, 6 feet tall, but then she wears heels. And she looks like Snow White, and she's also a professor, a chemistry professor. So talk about women or in the sex field that are coming from all different directions. She's like that. And she is now on a mission of mercy in Haiti, working in a charity organization that is helping to improve the water supply. How you doing, Snow?
Hold it.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Doctor. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm surrounded by beautiful girls.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How many beautiful girls?
Well, I've got three right in front of me and several in the bar, so I'm doing good.
I wish I could be there right now.
I wish you could be here, too, but I understand they need you a little bit more in Haiti, so I'll let them have you.
Well, I'm trying. I'm doing what I can.
How's it going there?
It's going well. I'm in Port-au-Prince right now, which is the capital of Haiti.
Yes.
So.
And what are you doing in Haiti?
I have been working with the UN and doing some networking, and I'm going to start doing some filming of some sanitation projects out here in Haiti.
You're going to be filming sanitation projects. Okay.
Yeah, there's a group that I'm involved with, and they're building, I know it's not very glamorous, but it's very necessary.
Oh.
They're building toilets for school children, and I brought my digital camera, and I'm going to be filming the project and trying to raise money for it.
Well, you are glamorous, and so that helps to raise the money, I'm sure. But you're going to be behind the camera in this case? You're going to be doing the filming?
Yes.
I see.
I'm behind the camera.
Like
for
a documentary or something?
Yeah, documentary style. So I'm just I'm helping. I've been networking with people, getting to know people, and that's what I'm going to be doing.
So does anyone down there know you're a dom? I mean, do you walk around in those big high heels?
I kind of keep that on the down low.
Oh, okay.
She's on the DL.
I see. So they think of you as more of the kind of chemistry professor side of you.
Right. I do tell people I'm a chemistry professor, and people respect that. And I've been going to a lot of UN events and talking to people from different organizations.
Wow.
And just trying to raise the awareness and taking photographs and... video.
Well, we commend you on your work, and I mean, I just want to ask you one question. I mean, even though no one knows you're a dom, does anyone just fall down on their knees and worship you anyway? Just because you're so beautiful and brilliant and good?
No, I kind of get that, you know.
Yeah, what's the mood in Haiti? I mean, is it really depressed, or is there hope? I mean, how are people feeling?
There is hope. People right now, the big thing is in the presidency. I don't know if you've heard, but they are trying to elect a new president. And
right.
And so they've been a bunch of presidential candidates.
Wycliffe John was trying to do it.
Wycliffe John, they won't let him run.
Wycliffe, yes, exactly. So there's been a lot of talk, a lot of discussion about the new presidential candidate. So that's probably been like the hot topic right now.
Why do you think they won't let him run? I mean, do you think that they just don't want someone that they consider...
Is he Haitian?
A non-Haitian. I think he was born in Haiti.
Or he was born out here. They don't want Wycliffe.
The Fugees are all from Haiti.
He hasn't lived out here in the last 5 years.
Uh-huh.
So I guess he's been disqualified for that reason.
Interesting.
Ooh, and maybe he's not in certain, you know, kind of in crowds that are running Haiti, I guess.
Oh.
I mean, they have their own.
Yeah, there's a question about that. There's a discussion about that. But he hasn't been in Haiti for the last 5 years. And so I guess he's just been disqualified. But a lot of, it seems like a lot of the Haitians really support him.
So, of course, he's exciting.
Last night they announced the candidates, and I'm here with, I'm associated with the UN, and we were told not to go out on the streets because they were afraid there was going to be rioting. But so
rioting because of the Wycliffe fans, really,
yes, exactly.
I can imagine. Because a lot of people probably think, you know, that he would bring a lot of positive world attention to Haiti, which of course it continually needs, because people are always going on to the next crisis. And let's face
it,
glamour and sexiness brings attention, and he's got that going on, and he cares.
I thought so too, but I guess Sean Penn has not been very Sean Penn has been not very positive about Wycliffe. Sean Penn's been here for a long time since the disaster, and he's been doing a lot of positive things. And Sean Penn has probably done more than white.
The actor?
Yeah.
Sean Penn.
Just making sure.
Yeah, he's not running for president. He did play
Harvey Milk.
Harvey Milk. Did he play? He didn't play Harvey Milk. He played the crazy guy.
No, he played Harvey Milk.
Yeah. Oh, he played Harvey Milk.
Yeah, in Milk.
Amazing movie.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet, but yeah, okay. He didn't play white. Okay, he played Harvey Milk. Yeah, I got to see it. Okay, so I'm totally confused from reality to acting. You know, which of these actors are really running for office, and which of them are just playing politicians? I mean, we've got one now in charge of California. I think he is an actor, or. I'm pretty sure he's mostly human and not all, you know, governator. So anyway,
tell me about these ladies who are in front of you.
Tell you about the ladies. Well, okay, I'm gonna run through a quick description of them, and then I'm gonna get back to talking with them. We have Sin Sage, who is a beautiful, hot actress, porn queen, dancer from hippie parents, and with a very well spanked bottom and a beautiful bottom. Actually, I got the privilege of spanking it, and you gave quite a good spanking to Asia that night you were here.
Yes, I remember that. Very memorable. I can't forget that.
And
I would
also,
like for her to spank my bottom.
Yeah, she gives a good spanking. She really does.
I love it. We should work that out.
Packs a wallet. Yeah. So, you know, and you're not spanking anybody in Haiti, right?
I have not spanked anybody in Haiti, but yet. The night is young.
Yeah. I have these spanking implements that kind of look like they might be from Haiti. This is a good spanker.
That's good.
Or Africa or something, right? This packs a wallop. I got these in the San Diego Zoo, actually. And you know, when I started publicizing that I got these in the San Diego Zoo and use them for spanking. I did that for about a year, and then they stopped carrying them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh,
no.
So I don't know whether to feel powerful or bad about that. But anyway, I'll show them to you when you come back, Snow. So I also have Lusty Lady Ginny Blossom here. She has also got a well-spanked bottom. And the only one who hasn't been spanked yet, and she stuck her tongue out, so she deserves a spanking.
Oh,
is
no.
Sam's Hofbrow's Alexis Steele. And
Breeze.
Why do I have Steele written down here? Okay. You know what?
There's a Lexington Steele.
I could blame
in the
people, but I won't. Okay, Alexis Breeze. And
sure,
as a matter of fact, because I muffed that, more people are paying attention now. That's right, because they're going, oh, she muffed that. Oh, what's that? Alexis Breeze. That's right, Alexis Breeze. Okay, and she's Alexis Breeze XXX on Twitter. You got to get on Twitter, Snow. You should be Twittering from Haiti right now.
I know. I should be Twittering, but I can't keep up with everything. There's so many social networking sites. It's just hard.
No. That is no excuse. I'm sorry. No excuse at all. You got to be on Twitter. But we'll deal with that when you come here, and
I
have my
later.
Big Haitian spanker in my hand. we also are drinking Haitian rum right now. You know, we got Rub Bon Bon Cour. This is Haitian rum in honor of your call. And
thank you.
Well, you know, we're doing what we can. Now, this is terrible. Okay, let's really, what's your favorite place to go on the internet to donate money, which is what Haitians really need?
Oh, my goodness. My favorite place to donate money would be handsondisasterresponse.com.
Okay.
handsondisasterresponse.com.
Hands-on disaster response.
You know what? I'm not sure if that's the website. I know it's hodr.org, and they're a very great organization. I'm very happy with what they've done. I spent a month with them, and they're doing really good work. So hodr.org.
HODR.org it is for donations
H-O-D-R.
To Haiti. That'll really go to the right place, because sometimes I've heard some
really
of these places don't.
I really believe in them. I spent a month with them. The money is going to good use, and it's a very good organization.
All right. Well, good luck on your project.
Thank you.
And
thank
we'll talk to you later.
Hey, by the way,
I look forward to it. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Snow, could we get the kind of connection service that you have in Haiti with your telephone? It's great.
Sounds really good, actually.
It's like I can't call San Francisco and get that kind of quality.
I know. Sometimes the quality's really bad. All right.
Great.
Snow,
right,
thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Good luck.
Bye. Good luck.
Thank you.
God bless.
And we commend you on your work. God bless and goddess
thank
bless.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I look forward to talking to you again.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Boy, Haiti's been a beaten up little island over the years for various reasons, and it's about time it has its day. And, you know, at least it's getting people like Snow Mercy over there to help out.
Right.
You know.
And Penn.
And Sean Penn. Well,
at least they have Sean Penn,
right?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy, you know. When you're in trouble, sometimes you know certain people come out of the woodwork to help you.
Right.
So, back we are here on Radio Suzy One, and I've got three lovely ladies. One of them is Lusty Lady, and
so
another
lusty.
Is a Sam's Hofbrow Lady, and another is a Sinner. And burn sage, I guess. Or is it because of the wisdom that you're sage?
I like to say the wisdom.
The wisdom.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What makes you so wise? Or are you just a wise guy? I hear you're a cynic.
Yeah. Yes, I can be very cynical. But, you know, I try to be positive and cynical at the same time.
Were you cynical before you got into the sex industry? Or after?
No, because I've been doing it for... 7 years. And so before I got into it, I was so young and naive and, you know, wide-eyed baby. And so I don't think it has anything to do with the sex industry. It has to do with just my maturity, my experiences in life, you know, have led me to be cynical.
Well, some people see the you know, the glass is half full or half empty, which is, how's your glass doing?
Half full.
I think I need a refill.
And what are you drinking?
Hers is most definitely empty.
Just
some white wine.
A white wine. We got to get a wine sponsor. Okay. Sure, you don't want to try.
Get the box wine. Sponsor you.
Franzia for the win.
There you go.
All right, so let's see. So I'm going to give out the phone number. We're going to be talking soon with someone from down under, our Kiwi sexpert, Dr. Michelle Mars. But we do have some time to take
Kiwi.
Some other calls. If you want to give us a call, our number is 213-670-0066. That's anywhere in the world. You can call that number because that's just a regular number. But if you want to save some money and for us to pay for it, then you know you can call our toll-free number if you're in North America, and that number is 1-866-289-7068. That's 1-866-289-7068. Okay, and we have Sin Sage, Ginny Blossom, and Alexis Breeze. Yes. And where are you from, Alexis, originally?
I'm from Cali.
Okay. This part of Cali?
Yeah, I grew up... I grew up in Corona, California.
Corona.
Yes. And then...
So why are you drinking wine then, girl?
I love wine. You know what? I used to drink a lot of tequila back in the days.
Mm.
But
no Corona.
I just settled down. I never liked beer, honestly.
Mm.
I tried it once and I said, yuck. I'm not going to have this again.
It's acquired taste.
Right. So
I've never acquired it either.
And I stuck to tequila and, like, you know, mixed drinks and stuff, whatever. And once I tried wine, I was like, you know what? This is it. I love wine. So.
Well.
I don't know, this white wine is Chardonnay.
It looks like that, but
right.
You know.
It looks like, it tastes like Chardonnay, so.
Okay.
It's good. So any wine is good for me, so.
Okay, any wine is good for us too. If any of you wine dealers would like to send us some wine,
right?
Because we have to buy it right now.
I will test it out and I will give it a thumbs up.
Okay, you can test it out. You're just downstairs.
I love wine.
Yeah,
we're I love wine.
Wine testing, wine tasting. Yeah, right.
Very good. Wine taste test.
So, does your family know about what you do, or are you have a, you know, live a double life as well?
I'm a really straight up person.
Okay.
So, in the beginning when I started in the adult industry, my mom didn't know. I actually, my mom found out through my brother, because my brother, you know,
he came to Sam's.
He was surfing the web.
Okay.
Actually, my cousins go to Sam's Huff Brow. So,
really?
When they found out, like, they're like, oh my gosh, like, OMG, like, Alexis works at Sam's, you know.
Wow.
So when they go there, because they love to hang out, like I said, it's a friendly environment. They love going there, you know, for drinks and, you know, to get dances from the girls and stuff. But they always tell me, when you go on stage, we look the other way, you know.
Do you know when they're out in the audience?
Yeah, I do, you know, and I hook them up with drinks and stuff.
Well,
I get
how
them
do
drinks.
You feel about, you know, being your sexy self with cousins out in the audience?
You know, well, I'm pretty, they know the way I am.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They know how I am. They grew up, you know, they're my cousins. They grew up with me. I've always been, since I was young, a straight up person. I keep it how it is.
Cool.
This is me. This is how I am. Take me how it is, you know? And they're
comfortable
with it. I
bet they would like to, except they're
your
cousins.
Never bring it up. And the family, you know, when we have
incest is the best.
Right.
Maybe.
You know, when we have a family gathering.
If you're Alexis's cousin, it probably is.
Probably.
No, you know what? As a matter of fact, you know, they're like, oh, I'm sorry to ask you, but, like, my homeboy has, like, a really big crush on you because he watches your phone. Can you sign one of your posters for you? Because I have a lot of posters at my house of me and my website, like, because I sign a lot for, like, Exotica and, like, you know, all the big conventions and, you know,
ABN.
In the adult industry, ABN
adult
and stuff. So I have pictures and posters and stuff that I have left over, and I sign it for their friends. So they're, like, really flattered that they have a cousin that's, to them, it's famous.
Popular.
You know, popular and stuff. So, you know, I don't mind, you know. We never bring it up when we're around family gatherings and stuff, you know. They're my cousins. They love me. They accept me. They don't judge me. They're really supportive, you
Good.
Know. My mom, when she found out, because I am a pharmacy technician as well. I've been a pharmacy
really?
Tech for
a
8 years.
Really? A pharmacy technician?
Yes.
Wow. Max would like to talk to you about some drugs.
I was doing that for 6 years until I said, you know what? I'm getting tired of this, you know, 9-to-5 job. I need to do something better, you know? Like, something more that I'm not going to work my ass off for. And I have a best friend that got me into the adult industry. She's a well-known
It's interesting
porn star.
Because a lot of people associate stripping with drugs. But they're not thinking of a pharmacy technician. I mean that's very funny. That I mean, it's like now stripping is just becoming so popular. So many different kinds of women are doing it.
Right.
That it's not just the old-fashioned kind of typical street drug addict stripper.
Exactly.
It's a pharmacy technician
the
stripper.
The stereotype
right.
is gone.
Right.
It's over with.
The stereotype is gone. It's just something that girls do. I mean, right?
Yes.
You know what it is that what I used to make in a week as a pharmacy tech,
yeah,
I make that in a day as a
One
dancer.
Night.
Or
wow.
Exactly.
What I do as doing a video, I make that in, I mean, what I use as a pharmacy tech, what I made every 2 weeks, I make that in a day as doing a porn shoot, you know? So it's like, to me, you know, I get to relax more. I get to go wherever I want to go. I don't have to be tired and go to work and wake
the
up
freedom.
Early in the morning. I just have freedom.
The schedule as
it's
well.
The
like
schedule
you can take
better.
Vacations whenever you want.
Right.
You have the money to go on vacation.
That's exactly what I tell people when
I'm
they ask
free.
Me how
I'm
I
more
do
free.
It.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not pretty much like, you know, have to take orders from someone else. I like being my own boss. You
it's
know?
A revolution.
So you think I can, you think I can get a job down at Sam's? I got nice legs.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Just shave them and we'll see.
Just shave them.
They have a ladies' night, and you'll be a hit with the ladies.
Throw a Speedo on. Got it.
Sweetie, you, that's his fantasy, obviously.
Actually, we went New Year's. We were down to
New Year's Eve. We had just moved in here, and we were kind of too
tired.
You know, we didn't want to go out anywhere for New Year's, but we considered Sam's home. That
That's
wasn't
right.
really going out to us.
That's right.
So we went over there. We had a nice time.
They're attached right to our building, by the
yes.
way.
It's your lobby.
Yeah.
We don't want to get too
like
specific now.
Yeah.
Wait a
second. Like your home.
In
Let's
San
not
Francisco,
get too specific
I live
here.
Above a bar. And a San Francisco, and my friends will show up, and they will text me and be like, I'm in your lobby right now.
That's cute.
You should come downstairs. Or I'm like, it's the foyer.
So Sam
meet you downstairs.
Bartender, speaking of, but can I have more water? Actually, whatever this is, sparkling water. this is a thirsty night for me. But I should drink some alcohol, I think. I'm not sure what.
I think so, too.
I think so, too. How about some agua? Did you ladies ever try agua?
No, but I'm not really into tequila flavored things.
It's not tequila.
I know, but it's like a tequila liqueur, isn't it?
I'm like agua, like the Spanish word for water. I love water.
Agua, yeah. That is
what
kind
is it?
It's
well,
like a liqueur.
I don't know what it is.
Like
okay.
Well,
I'm
before
like
you
right
judge,
now.
I mean, you girls are talking about being open-minded and stuff.
No, I just
yeah,
don't know.
Are.
I'm open. I'm just ignorant.
Wait, what am I saying?
Like,
I love agua.
I don't know.
I know
what
agua is.
I just poured you a little bit.
It's my favorite
too.
Thing.
Oh, I would love to have a sample.
It's the ritual of agua that is really important.
Okay.
The ritual is that you take a little of the agua salt, which is lime salt, which looks a lot like a cocaine vial. And
it certainly does.
And we have been accused, but
well,
it's
you do
simple
have three strippers
salt,
here.
Okay? And we do have strippers here. But you put this on a part of someone's body, and you lick it off, and then you take your shot.
Can we do that
okay,
on
yeah.
your
Can
nipple?
I lick it off of her?
Yeah,
I want to lick it off of her.
That's the idea.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. I
so
have to lick, where do you want me? On her ass.
Oh, yes.
And her clitoris. Or clitoris.
I can do the clitoris.
Was stimulating.
My
yeah.
favorite.
That's getting personal now.
This is
it's
a very personal
down.
Show.
How about my nipple?
Your nipple?
Nipples is good.
Which one? The
okay,
right
off with
I
the bra.
Right one or the left one?
I have to lick it first. I
off
like
with
the,
bra. The
right one because I'm right-handed, so the right one.
Right one? Okay.
So I have to lick it first so like, the salt can
How about your
it?
Nipple?
Oh, there you go.
Right,
yeah.
There you go.
Okay, who's got the salt? You got the salt?
Okay, we've got the salt, and the salt is on
oh
the nipple.
Oh, my goodness. This is a good Saturday night.
This is happening here?
This is happening.
This is definitely happening. I should give a blow-by-blow, so to speak, for the people that are only listening, which is that now Alexis Breeze of Sam's Hofbräu is applying another coating of lime salt to Ginny Blossom of Lusty Lady's hard nipple as she licks and sucks very passionately. Yeah, I see the passion.
I felt the connection there.
And
now
she's downing.
She's a good performer.
The
I felt the connection
go,
there.
Very good, very awesome. Good. Very good connection. I saw the connection, I, you know. It was very passionate, and you know.
Now my nipple's
salty.
Cold.
Yeah. Oh, but it looks nice. It's
that
all
was
hard.
Really good.
That was good. Yeah.
I love that. I
you
love
like
it.
This stuff, uh huh?
I
you
do.
Like
I
another,
think I'm gonna have to take a bottle
another
home.
Another shot here. You want another shot?
I
think she needs a shot.
I need a shot.
Whose is this?
She want to take a lick out of mine?
Sure.
Ah.
I got a double D, so it's a mouthful.
Yeah, that's a mouthful.
That
okay.
is definitely more than a mouthful.
Where's that stripper music? Where's that stripper music?
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go. Okay, who's salting her up now?
It's a double D.
All right, here we go. Left or right?
Salt her up, baby.
Whichever you want.
All right, I'm going for the right one.
Okay.
An eye for an eye.
Ooh, it looks okay. so beautiful
a
with
tip,
the rhinestones
tip for
hanging
tip,
between
tip for
the tits.
Tip
yes,
tap.
The heart.
Tip
nice.
For tip, tip for tap.
Here we go.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
Tip Ooh. For tap. Ooh, yeah. She's just, that was just the first lick. Was to simply get it wet so the salt would stick.
I just got really wet.
Right. And this is to the right nipple. All right. Mm-hmm. And now Ginny is licking. Ooh. Alexis Breeze's right nipple. Licking and sucking and loving it.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, is there real passion there? Do you feel connection?
Yes,
okay. She's giggling a little, but with a connection.
It's a connection.
Oh, no, it was a good giggle.
It was a good giggle, right.
Yeah, it was a good giggle.
It was one of those sexy giggles. All right, and down we go. Whoa!
Whoa!
Ginny All Blossom right. doesn't only like gin.
I'm a professional.
Definitely. Definitely. All right.
It's so, Sin's turn.
It's Sin's turn.
I think we should double team her.
Okay.
Oh, we can share this shot, and we can do salt off of each ass cheek.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you guys should
but
do.
But I would like to get her top off.
Oh, yeah.
I think she has cute boobs.
I think all you have to do is ask.
Okay, I think you're going to have to take the headset off. It's going to hang on the wire if you do that.
Like a hanger, you know.
It'll be like a clothes
line. Like a clothesline.
Yeah,
totally.
Clothesline. It would be cute, but it would get old. Very cute. Yeah.
I call cute those college titties. Boobs.
College boobs?
I have to say,
someone at the Lusty Lady told me I had middle school boobs once. It was a little weird.
Really?
No.
I never knew about the leveling of boobs according to what
I never thought of that either, but he was very
level
excited. He was very happy.
Okay. Those are college boobs that she has. Right. They are so cute and lickable.
Okay,
lick
so
away, baby.
Lick away. All right. Okay, apply the salt here.
Wait, so what are we doing boobs then, or?
I don't know. I mean, do you want to do boobs or ass? Now that we've revealed the
boobs, really
I really
don't
care.
I think I'm into that. I don't
into
know.
The ass.
I personally am attached to the ass.
Then
I'll get you started. What
personally.
Whatever the lusty lady wants, the lusty lady gets.
You have to lick one of the ass cheeks.
Well, yeah, that's the point.
Okay, I get the
look
right
at that
side.
Ass.
It's all red.
Yeah, I don't blame you for choosing the ass, even though the titties are very cute. Mm-hmm.
All about the ass,
oh yeah,
really.
There. Look at that ass, and of course you get more salt on the ass. There's bigger expanse there.
And if you're listening, should explain what's going on.
It's a salt lick. Yeah, I am explaining. Okay, right now.
Her booty has
so
the
you know,
nutrients that I need right now.
If you
now.
Haven't figured it
Her
out, what's going
is
on
so good.
Is
looking.
That
oh my gosh.
Sin right. Sage is bending right. over a chair
Bend over,
with
baby.
Her little pretty titties. Pointing straight ahead, and her like, beautiful
ready?
Booty
ready.
Covered
uh-huh.
with agua salt. And now it's being licked simultaneously by Lusty Lady Ginny Blossom and Sam's Hoffbrow's Alexis Breeze are licking it up, and now they're downing the agua shot and kissing.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
That's really kind of an awesome little sequence there. That was very nice. And to think they didn't want to drink the agua to begin with, you know. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so that was
good.
Good, right?
Salute.
It was good for me, too.
Salute.
Yeah.
Salute.
So you're all salted up. But did you have any?
No, she
I lived vicariously through them.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't want to drink any? You're not drinking? You're a non-alcohol person?
No, I have some stuff over here.
Oh, stuff. Okay. As long as
you
have
stuff. She's got some
Just
stuff.
Okay. We're into stuff. We're totally
we're
there.
We're all
into
kinds
stuff.
Of stuff.
We love stuff.
Mm. We
what
have
kind
so
of
much
stuff
in common.
Do you love?
We all like stuff.
Yeah.
We should
we
hang
do.
Out sometime.
We, yeah, totally. We, oh
totally.
What kind of stuff should a guy get you if he wants to, you know, impress you?
An orgasm.
That's such a non-materialistic thing. Thank you. Okay, you don't get any diamonds. You don't get any trips to Cannes. Okay. You get orgasm, though. You give yourself an orgasm, don't you? With any guy?
Oh, yes.
I bet you could. Yeah. Okay.
Faster.
What would you want a guy
better.
To give you? An orgasm? Or something else? A car?
You know.
A baby?
No. Now I'm just scared, and I don't know if I can answer.
Definitely not a baby.
Yeah, okay. No baby.
No babies.
Ever or just not now?
I don't know.
No, okay.
Fair enough. Plenty of time to decide.
Okay.
I have an answer for that.
Okay. Well,
she knows.
Get what you want. What do you
from
want the guy,
guy
to do?
What I want from him is money and a lot of dick.
Money and a lot of dick.
All right.
Well, she's straight up, isn't she?
Straight up.
Straight up is what she called herself, and straight up is what Alexis Breeze is. Money and a lot of dick. Right. Tell your cousins that. See if they can set you up. No, I mean.
No, you know what? My cousins, like, they have friends that, like, see me and they, you know, have a crush on me, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at a guy and I know right away if he can
handle
me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know what I'm about. And a real man can only handle me.
Do you consider yourself high maintenance?
I really do.
And you're proud of it.
I'm really proud of it. Like, I'm the type of person that if a guy can't do, is not at my level, or can't do what I want, then he's not at my level. And I'm just wasting my time with him. Aww. And if he's at my level, then bring it on. I'm all for it.
Yeah. Have you ever met a guy that's on your level?
I have. You know what?
A guy with the money and the dick?
Oh, yeah. A guy with the money and a dick. But he's
well, not just a dick. You know, money and a dick.
He
I mean,
had a
lotto dick.
Like a really...
Have you met one?
You know, I had a guy with a really juicy, like, wow dick. Or at least at the end of the night, like, OMG. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he just, like, dicked me down like that.
Like, yay.
And I'm like, am I sprung? Like, snap out of it, snap out of it.
She's stigmatized.
Like, I'm really like, no, it's called, I call it dick drunk.
I call it dickmatized.
Well, you can't even, when they're asking you a question and they're finished talking to you and you're like, huh? What? I don't know.
Yeah. That's every guy's like, dream to
can you
get
ask
you dick
me
drunk.
Again? Like, you really get dick drunk, you know? But if they have the money, like, yeah, give me more drink drunk. I'm, like, all for it.
Mm. Okay, I think we're going to have some volunteers for that
in just a
moment. right now, we are going to talk to our Kiwi sexpert. And I ain't talking about the fruit. She's from down under. I believe she is on line three. Michelle Mars.
Three. Okay.
Dr. Michelle Mars is our Kiwi sexpert. Hello there, Dr. Michelle Mars.
Hi. Hello.
Come in, come in, come in. We've been talking to Haiti, and now we're in New Zealand. This is exciting. And Dr. Michelle Mars is rather famous. She's on 60 Minutes in 2020, and she's really a sexy, smart, sassy sexpert in Kiwi land. So how's it going down under?
It's going well, actually. I'm coincidentally, I just happen to be eating kiwi fruit.
You're doing what?
Eating kiwi fruit.
Eating kiwi fruit. Juicy.
Isn't that apropos?
A tad.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Well, it's an aphrodisiac. I mean, just about everything could be considered an aphrodisiac if you're with the right person, of course. But kiwi does have a reputation for some aphrodisia. So.
No, it's got a reputation for being a laxative.
Uh-huh. So tonight we are talking with dancers. I mean, just these hot gals who strip and perform porn, and one of them comes from a place called the Lusty Lady, where it's a union strip club where they own the strip club.
Well, we also do private masturbation shows.
Really?
Yes.
Now, does that mean you masturbate or the guy masturbates?
Well, like every day, 24 hours a day, they masturbate. But
right. That's the peep show.
Yes. But you can pay to peep on me masturbating.
Peep on you.
Yes.
That's not like coming on you, because that would be messy. It's all on the window, right?
Well, it's behind glass, so it's impossible. But
I would think it would
pretend.
Be peeping at you, but
yes.
Peep on you sounds cute.
If they don't get at your face.
Mm. Are there a lot of strip clubs and peep shows in New Zealand?
That was my question.
Not so many.
Even in like the main cities,
yeah,
Auckland and.
There's a few, but not as overt as you'd see in other countries.
Why do you think that is?
Because we're a little bit shyer around sex down here. We don't like to advertise it too much.
Oh no, I wanted to live there so badly.
You do? You want to live in New Zealand?
That's so sad.
Yeah, hell yeah, for sure.
Wow. Why do you want to live in New Zealand?
Beautiful, similar weather patterns, I guess.
Well, now you know someone there. I mean, you know, she's probably the sexiest person in New Zealand, so you should
check
her out.
Besides Jermaine Clement.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, Jermaine.
Love him.
It's business time.
Oh, it so is.
But see, Dr. Michelle Mars is opening up New Zealand, and so by the time you get around to going there, I'm sure they'll have a lot more strip clubs.
So.
You know, kind of goes with the territory.
Sexual liberation. We need it.
Seems like New Zealand needs it. And
in New Zealand.
Dr. Mars is doing some of that, are you not?
Definitely.
All right. So what is what's on the Kiwi sex report tonight?
On the Kiwi we've got the fetish ball coming up in Wellington, the Capital Fetish Ball coming up in Wellington next weekend. It's only the second time we've had this particular fetish ball. There's a national one. This one is great. It's got all circus acts and got the Endorphin Society, and it's going to have people running around letting you try on handcuffs and being tied up and things if you want to. And it's the middle of winter, of course, over here, so it's freezing, but they've decided that they're going to heat it up really warm. So I think the tickets are sold out, actually.
Really? So you don't have strip clubs, but
no, handcuffs. But we do fetish balls.
All right. Well, you know, there's some progress going on. It's interesting because I'm sure in America we had strip clubs before we had fetish balls. But, people take things in different orders, I guess. I guess those Kiwis are kind of kinky, you know.
Well, Kiwis don't mind dressing up. You know, we all dress up for the rugby. We have this thing called the Rugby Sevens, and everybody that goes to the Sevens dresses up. So we're quite happy to do this for sport.
Right. A fetish ball doesn't have to be that sexual, and I guess you can have enough rules that it's no nudity in the fetish ball, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, there's probably a lot of rules.
Well,
anyway,
I don't know.
We are opening up New Zealand with the help, the leadership of Dr. Michelle Mars.
By next time, Doctor, we're going to have a New Zealand number.
Right.
That you can call us directly on.
Maybe the connection will be a little bit.
Yeah, no, it'll be great.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So I'm going to get a New Zealand number down there.
Okay. Well, carry on with whatever you're doing. I have a new Twitter friend from New Zealand, Kiwi. What is he's someone that's following you, and I found him. I forget his full Twitter name, but anyway, I'm sure he's going to be listening. So, hello there, Kiwi guy. I think his name is Kiwi guy. I think that's who he is. We will get back at you and hear more from Dr. Mars and what's going on in Kiwiland with sex. Thanks very much. Okay, take care.
Thank you, Doctor. So, they're having a thing. We're going to the Exotic Erotic Ball.
Yes, we are.
Will you be at Folsom Street Fair? Have you ever been to Folsom Street Fair?
Did we go there? We didn't make it last year.
Is it the same time, the Folsom Street Fair?
I don't think so.
We can't spend our lives up in San Francisco, you know. L.A. calls us. L.A. needs us.
But
there's all kinds of wild people up in San Francisco, but down here in L.A., the wild people have to stay here, or else it'll just become
You have to hold down the fort with the wildness, or else
Hollywood, which is totally Midwestern.
And I want to just tell people how we're going up there.
Oh, yes. How are we going up there? The Bonobo Express.
We're going up there in the Bonobo Express. It's a rock and roll bus with sleepers and everything you could want.
Yeah.
Nice and comfortable. And it's going to sit outside of the Exotic Erotic Ball. So when you get your tired boners, bones, you can.
Freudian slip.
You can rest up.
Yeah, so we're going to have some interesting people that are going to go on this bus, couples and porn stars, and maybe you. Would you like to go?
Yes.
Up to San Francisco?
Yes.
So badly.
Okay. You're on the bus. You're already in San Francisco.
I will come on the bus.
Well, okay.
Literally.
Yeah.
I will come on the bus.
All right.
Well, you can come down and we'll take you back
up. Come down, we'll take you back up.
We'll take you back up.
Yeah.
Hey.
Sure. And then we'll have a free seat up there to go back down.
Right.
Anyway, we're going to have a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun last year. We took an RV up
last year. We went in
porn stars and fun people.
But
and
this year we're going in a super, super deluxe express bus, really, like the rock and roll kids do.
Yeah, we're going to have
this isn't
going
to be like Bret Michaels. Is it like Michael's like Rock a Blow?
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know nothing.
No, but we do know that the Exotic Erotic Ball is fun, and it's in a better venue this year. It's
right by the ocean.
Right by the bay.
Yeah, right by the bay.
It's very cool. Last year was in the Cali.
And they're bringing in a 400 foot barge.
Cali.
Where they're going to have parties and stuff.
A barge.
Yeah, big. Huge barge.
Very romantic.
And we're going to park our RV our bus right next to that thing.
Oh, yes. Nice.
In fact, in order to get to the barge, you'll get in the back of the bus, go through the front, and be on the barge.
Cool.
So everybody has to come through. Right? No. Yeah.
Okay, so we're taking. You're invited, too, by the way, if you want to go up with us to San Francisco in October.
I would love to.
Okay, good. Well, you know, the bus is filling up.
The bus is filling up. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
We're going to have a lot of fun at the San Francisco Exotic Erotic Ball.
Oh, yes. Sin already said she's making me come, so
that's right.
Who's making you come?
Sin is going to make me come on the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's talk about that. You were bringing up squirting. This is something that you've been doing for a while. You've been a little... Sprinkler?
Yes, a very big sprinkler.
Oh, wow. When did you first squirt?
Honestly, I started squirting. Actually, one of my first sets that I did, the guy that, the talent that made me squirt, he was like amazing. He asked me, like, have you ever squirted before? And I said, no. And he goes, I bet I can make you squirt. And I said, no, you can't.
Wow.
I know you can't.
Okay.
And he did. And I was like,
how did he?
He put his dick on my clitoris. And it was just rubbing it and just like.
Really? Just rubbing his dick
On my clitoris.
No G-spot stimulation.
No G-spot. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And I was like, am I going to squirt? Or do I feel like I'm going to pee myself, or what is it? And I was telling him, like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to pee myself. He's like, no, just let it go.
Let it go.
You're just having a big orgasm. And I was like, OMG. Like, and I just let loose, and I just started squirting all over the place.
Wow.
And he was just like, I told you I can make you squirt.
He was right.
And
who was he? Should we give him some credit?
Yeah. Give that man a shout out.
It wasn't Brian Pumper, right?
I don't know. It was not Brian Pumper, but it was Mr. Lexington Steele.
Oh, we love Lexington Steele. He's been on our show. Yes, he's very, very good.
And he's very good, and he knows what he's doing. And I told him, like, you're not going to make me squirt. I never squirted before.
Right.
Like, don't even try it because you're going to be wasting your time. And sure enough, he made me squirt, and I left a big old puddle. I was like, OMG, like, and it was on the couch, too, when we were doing our scene. And I was like, when we do our scenes, they rent out the houses and stuff, and I was like, are they going to say anything? I was all worried about the couch. I was like, I just squirted all over the couch. Like, are they going
to... This couch belongs to somebody.
And I just, like, squirted all over the couch, like...
Wow. OMG, like.
Actually, they're going to use the DNA you left behind to clone you.
Oh, yeah, that would be
right.
A good plan.
But it was the best.
That's what you really need to worry about.
It was the best experience ever. And ever since then, every time I do a scene, I was like, make me squirt, make me squirt. Like, play with your dick. Like, fuck me real good. And I play with my clitoris, and I'm like just squirting all over the place. I just love it. It's like the orgasm of like never before. Like, if girls don't squirt, I'm just like, they're missing out on something really big.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, it's something that really only a few girls can physically do. I
yeah, mean, there's only a few.
Just like having an orgasm with your G-spot. I mean, less, probably half, if not less than half of
but you know what?
Actually,
I tried it
have
with
that.
Another girl to see if I can make her squirt, and I really did make her squirt.
You know, a lot of women can squirt. I personally feel almost any woman can if she really wants to. I think most women don't really want to. They don't want to bother doing what needs to be done, or they're concerned about wetting the sheets, or they think it's peeing. They have a psychological
right.
block against
right.
it. I think that's why women generally don't squirt, is because we inhibit ourselves.
Right, and I think what it is when you feel like you're going to have a really big orgasm, like, you just got to let go. Because I used to have that mentality, like, oh my gosh, I feel like pink. It's not that. You're just having, like, a big orgasm. I mean, you just got to let go of yourself.
Well, that's what I do. I
like,
know when I'm, like,
go.
In bondage and I get, like, a forced orgasm with a magic wand or a Hitachi toy.
I love the magic
See,
wand.
See, I'm convinced that makes me squirt.
No,
like,
I don't
yeah.
have magic wands to give everybody,
oh.
but I do have pocket rockets.
Awesome. Oh, wow. Awesome.
So.
No, I'm convinced my collection.
I don't know. What color
is
it?
You want
the white
one?
Okay, I'll
oh,
take the red.
You're a virgin, right?
Yes, I am. Low key, nobody
this one
knows
matches
that.
My outfit that I was wearing.
Batteries.
Oh yes, we need the batteries.
Yeah.
This is one of my first toys.
Oh no, when I have my toys, believe it or not, I go to Target and I get the big old box of AAA batteries. Believe it or not.
Costco.
Like the big old box of batteries.
Big.
Like,
yeah, you need
last
this.
For days.
Okay, here we have Brandilio in charge of batteries.
Thank you.
Okay. And
thank
I have
you.
A couple of people on the line. Dana, is it true that they do anal bleaching?
I don't. I
caller.
Do
please.
Not.
Let's try to put him on the line and let's see if he's...
What line
Dana,
is?
Line one. Let's
line
well.
We're going to answer that question even if we can't get him on the line because...
Dana will probably be there. I think it's someone
I
know. I
have an answer for her.
Okay.
Here we go.
Him, her.
Is this a her or him?
It's
Dana
a
can
her.
Go
her.
Okay.
It's a her. Dana.
Hello, Dana.
Yes.
Hello,
oh.
Dana.
Hi, Dana.
This is
Hi,
Jenny.
Dana. This is Alexis
Hi,
Breeze.
This is really embarrassing.
It's okay.
Do not be embarrassed.
Be embarrassed. It's
Let
fun.
It out, girl.
Well, is it true that they do... Anus bleaching? I'm so embarrassed asking this because I really
they
want to
do
get it,
it
done.
I don't know if my guests do it, but it is done. I mean,
you
some
know,
people
it is
do
definitely
it.
Done.
You know what? I know a lot of girls in the industry that do anal bleaching. I have not done it yet. If you have seen some of my, you know, features like gun browsers and stuff, I mean, it's all natural. I have thought about it. But there is a lot of girls that do anal bleaching.
Anal bleaching.
I would like to get an anal.
Edge.
I would like to get an anal perm.
What exactly
well,
does
would,
that
I
mean?
I would definitely get my crimped if I could. But
crimped. Anal crimping.
I
you saying like,
brain?
To get the hairs around your asshole.
With your flat
curl?
Iron.
What?
As of now, I just have
no,
flat
no, definitely not.
Okay.
But
no, it's the,
I did
you know,
want to
the anal
it.
Jerry
I thought
curl.
About it. I mean, but I didn't want it to look fake.
Right. The
and
bleaching.
Can you do it at home?
Yeah,
are there at-home kits?
I always worried about that, too, because, like, I used to bleach, like, the hair above my lip, but it would kind of, like, stain my skin white at first. I stopped doing that a long time ago, but I was wondering if you could just put that same stuff around your anus. But I think
Why
that
not?
The, I think anal bleaching actually bleaches the color of your skin, not the hair. So it turns your brown eye into a pink eye.
It does. It makes it makes it, when you do anal bleaching, it makes it the same color as your skin is. Because, I mean, let's all be honest here. Your anal is like a dark hole. It looks like, you
it's
know,
a black hole. Things like get a lost black hole. In there.
It looks darker for some odd reason.
This
I don't know why.
Too much coffee.
You know? I thought about it, but honestly, I'm going to be straight honest. Yeah. Guys like natural
things.
Girls, natural things.
They like to see some pubic hair.
They like to see pubic hair. I mean, you know, just keep it natural because guys like that.
Keep it real.
That too.
That's
keep
why
it
I've
natural.
Never done it.
Well, sometimes they
real.
Like it natural, but they
keeping
like certain things.
Keeping
things.
It real.
I mean,
go ahead, you're
really,
a guy.
This
even
is
if
fascinating.
Like
yeah. Am I on?
No, yeah, you're on. You can't hear yourself?
I can't hear anything. Anymore.
You can't hear anything?
No,
can somebody check her? So I got to ask this question. I have to ask this question.
Oh, my goodness. Alexis just asked me to bleach her anus.
Wow. Right here? Right now?
I
mean,
I feel like I'm talking to 300 people right now. Can I have mine bleached by someone there?
There's about 300 people here, yeah. I just want to ask a question. You what?
Just want it pink. Is that too much to ask?
No,
it's not that much to ask. I mean, if you want it just pink, just put it in
like
a bit. I mean,
too,
whatever you feel comfortable with, you know? If you want to bleach it, go ahead and bleach it. You know, whatever makes you feel
good. But, like,
good.
I can't do it myself. So, I mean...
Go to a Brazilian waxer.
Go
to a place that
does. I don't want to walk into a hair salon and have everyone laugh.
No, sweetie,
because
you go to like a Brazilian waxer.
No, it doesn't matter.
A place that waxes buttholes. There's places that wax
anuses. No, you know what, sweetie?
And you can bleach them there as well.
Let me tell you something, honey. It doesn't matter because the lady that's going to be bleaching her ass, she's going to be Asian most likely.
Oh, my goodness.
So she's done this a million.
In a particular country or just...
Anywhere. I mean, the lady that waxes that does a Brazilian wax.
A Brazilian wax done
the
by
the lady
Asian.
That does all of that, she's going to be bleaching your butt.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter. Who cares? She doesn't know you, so
she
who
bleaches
cares?
Butts all day long.
She uses blood. She bleaches, exactly. She bleaches butts all day long.
I'd like to just know something.
Dana,
I would like to ask you. This is the host of the show, by the way. You're a friend of Ginny's, right? Are you a friend of our guest, Ginny Blossom?
Yes, actually, she's the one who told me about it, because she's a stripper at one of the strip clubs I go to. Not that I go to strip clubs, but one of the...
Of course not.
Now,
that?
You go as a patron, or do you go as a stripper?
No, a patron.
A patron. Interesting.
I don't work there.
And you are... Do you go as a single woman, or do you go as a part of a couple?
Both. Not really so much lately. I mean, I've been with guys, but they're not my boyfriend or anything. They're like a friend.
Right. Well, okay. Interesting. So you just go to...
All the girls there, like, do so much spread eagle stuff that I asked her, because it obviously looks like they've all had Brazilians, and I was asking her about it. She's the one who brought up the whole anus bleaching thing to me. And the radio and everything, and I didn't believe her, and then she told me I'd call in and have it proven.
There you go. Okay.
Now
well,
I
this is interesting because we were talking about how there aren't that many
but
women.
I went in there, all the girls have, like, perfect everything.
Yes, of course. They're very perfect.
So...
Well, I mean, yeah, like, they're, I mean, very, even if they have some hair, they look so clean, and, you know, they do the dances, they spread their legs, you can see their bones.
Yeah, well,
flawless.
I know, I think it's different with every dancer, you know, sometimes they just are naturally kind of hairless, and sometimes they have a little help from something, maybe makeup, wardrobe, I don't know. But it's what's more interesting to me, and of course I'm not burning with desire to know about bleaching assholes as much as you are, but I respect that. But I'm interested
in that you go
to the peep show
as
a patron.
I think she's talking about
I have had women go to the peep show and actually pay to get masturbation shows from me. I've also had couples pay to, like, watch me masturbate while they have sex.
Well, because we usually think that this is something that's done for men.
Well, I mean, that's part of why I got into the industry is that I loved going to strip clubs before I started it. Oh,
Are you also interested in asshole bleaching? Like,
I personally don't need it.
Okay, can I just...
Vouch for that.
Wait a minute. I don't want my asshole bleached, but before the show ends, so you go to someone, you don't go to your doctor, right?
By the way, Bran, I do not want to call this show asshole bleaching.
So, what do you go to, a manicurist? Do they have a sign? Asshole bleaching?
Someone who does waxing.
I would like to say something.
Oh, okay, waxing. I see. Okay.
On my website, I'm going to be quite honest.
You are honest and to the point.
You know.
Money and dicks. That's where it's at.
It's like when I got my boobs, I bought them. They're mine, though.
No.
Yeah.
But anyways, before I got my boobs done, I asked my fans, should I get my boobs done? And most of them, 74% said no.
Wow.
And I know for a fact, because the way my fans are, if I ask them, should I get my ass bleached, I know they're going to say no, because they're going to say, I like it all natural. And they do. They like it all natural because they want to see a woman as it is.
That's what they think. But they don't always want.
They don't really know what they want.
Anyway, we're running out of time.
Five minutes.
We have a guy on the line who wants to come for us.
Oh, God.
So,
that might be fun.
As a Christian, that sounds amazing. Thank you, Dana. We'd love to have you come over here.
Yeah, why don't you come over here?
Come on over. Okay. See you later.
And we'll bleach your ass.
We're going to set it up right here.
On the air.
We've done piercings on the air. Why not a bleaching?
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Here you go. Hello.
Hey, Bobby.
You're on the air, Bobby.
Bobby. Hello.
Bobby,
you got us all worked up. We thought you were going to, come for us, and we were going to have a big climax. He's on line three. Are you on line three?
What?
Three, Max?
No, okay. Line two.
Line three? Hello? Who? Line three? All right, we're having a little conference over there. We have very little time left, and we have to know, do we have a caller or not? What are we doing?
I don't hear anyone.
Okay.
Line three, goodbye.
Okay, that was line three. Okay.
So let's do a little promotion
here.
Let's
just talk about ourselves.
Ourselves?
Because after all, there is nothing more important than ourselves. And Brian Pumper, of course, is also very important.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he's got to have something going on to get Montana Fishborn.
Right. I mean, he's a great looking guy and all, but I just think he needs to put everything aside, whatever he has going on.
And he needs
himself
to come on this show and speak up for himself.
Yeah, he needs to come on himself and speak on himself, because I know a lot of talent that just like...
I would love to have a show with you and him and have you, speak
your
mind.
Do a reconciliation show.
Yeah.
I think that should be a good idea, because I want to ask him a lot of questions.
You should teach him what he needs to do.
For the simple reason that I did a scene with him for Pinky.com. And when he was like being with me, I just felt like he was in connection. Like, he wasn't connecting with me, and I just feel like he needs to do his job better. And then, like, after everything I heard about him before that, it just made me believe that it's true, so I would really want to have a show with him to see what really he is about, and what is it with him.
Okay.
We got 3 minutes.
We got 3 minutes. Do we want to get your boss on? Is he out there? Does he want to come on and say hi to everybody?
We got 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Let's get Julian out here.
Yes. Say hi.
Move the mic up.
Hey.
Hey, Julian.
Hi, Julian.
Thanks for sharing the hot Alexis Breeze with us.
Thank you. Sure.
And thanks for running Savin's Hop Brow down there, so we can escape every once in a while.
Sure, come on down to Sam.
Yeah. You like running Sam's? Good job.
Yes, I love it there.
He does a very good job.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Have you been there for a long time? I mean, it's changed hands a few times.
11 years now.
11 years. Wow. Wow. All right. It's such a homey place. I mean, it always is packed, so you guys must be doing something right, because I know I have an office sort of right above your parking lot, and, I mean, it's always busy, and I don't know, holidays, weekends, weekdays, always busy. It's
always
crazy.
Always busy.
Interesting.
Yeah, we're
busy more every day.
Very homey place. Yeah. You know, people feel very at home.
Well, it's
there.
Much more relaxed than all the other clubs that are around here. They're all very uptight around here.
Yes, that is really true.
Do you guys have a website, a Sam's Hof Bra
yes,
website?
Yes, we do. Okay, we have samshofbra.com. And if you want to check out the dancers, and if you want to know what dancers are working at a certain night, you can also check out their schedule and everything like that.
Okay.
So we do.
And don't look up from the parking lot, you know. Okay. Okay, and lusty lady, Ginny Blossom.
Hello.
Website, yes. Please.
Yes, you can always go to lustyladysf.com, find out my schedule there. My name is Ginny Blossom on there. You can find out when I'll be on the main stage or when I'll be doing masturbation shows in our private pleasures booth. And then you can also follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/Ginny.Blossom. I always post my schedule at the Hungry Eye, and also when I go-go dance, and it would be awesome to see you.
Totally. And Miss Sin Sage?
You should check me out at my website, spanksin.com, spanksin.com, and follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/sinsage, I guess it would be, and you can email me at sinsage@gmail.com, and I like to write people back, and I love to hear, you know, comments, and yeah, hopefully you check me out.
And
wonderful.
Once again, thank you, John Cat of Fur Family, and thank you, Lucas Back, for connecting us with Sin Sage.
Yes, he's a wonderful fan.
Yeah, yeah. And Lucas Back is pretty cool as well, huh? All right, and I want to thank you, my darling listeners and viewers, for having us in your home, your mansion on a hill, or your cardboard box, wherever you have your laptop. We want you to be good. We want you to be happy. We want you to try not to hurt anyone, including yourselves, okay?
No.
Don't be throwing sticks at strippers, okay?
But I
want
to.
Money.
But
money.
I want to be
$100
bills.
Money and dicks. Money and dicks.
But what money, if and I dicks. Be hurt? Money and dicks.
Okay.
And good dicks.
That doesn't mean you throw your dick on the stripper, okay? Okay. That's advanced. All right. But make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even
right.
If that someone is you. I love you.
Aww.
Need
okay.
To talk with someone about something.
Let's do some pictures.
You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.